Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey, turn that off.
Come on, Mickey.
Hold on, guys. We have a new soundboard. Don't even trip.
Stupid, Mickey. I hate that guy, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
Y'all didn't know, baby. It's your boy DJ J, the J, 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 the J, the J, 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 Tetra.
Wanna get with me? There's some things you gotta know. I like my feet fast.
You guys know the idea. I mean, I can't help what Mickey's doing.
Mickey, dude, I swear, I'm gonna.
But,
put you
hey,
back
hey,
like Guatemala.
I promise I won't talk about Mickey because he's going to get on my nerves. You guys already know, it is that doctor.
It's that doctor?
Doctor. Boo, boo, boo. Bones. It's a Rihanna song. It's called Only Girl in the World. You can't even hear it because Mickey's stupid, but, welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, it's a special show tonight.
Special show. Me and Tedra have been chilling all day. Like, literally, like...
Legitimately, we've been chilling all day.
Like, seriously, like, from the crack of dawn to, like, right now, we've been working on this special thing that we're going to do tonight, and it's a rap. It's beautiful. I mean, we made a beat. We went in the studio, and we were like, you know, we gotta throw a beat together. So we took all the rap songs that are hot right now, and we folded them into one. That's what we did.
We basically did that.
We basically did that, and we're just chilling here. You know, we got a couple pizzas at the studio. Everything's going.
You know,
Mickey's doing good. Kind of good. I don't know. I mean,
he knows now. Don't you lie?
He's been playing that song, "Hey Mickey," all day. It's getting on my nerves, kinda. You guys know that song, right? "Hey Mickey." I'll play it, but it's all jacked up because the soundboard's still kind of caca right now because of Mickey.
Okay.
You know? Huh?
You want to try to do it?
I tried it. It's kind of still messed up from Mickey when he, like, cried his Mexican tears all over the sound system. It's still jacked up. See? It's still jacked up. I'm sad. But what can you do, guys? Thank you so much for tuning in. Tonight we have a great show, Ikaika. Great name, Ikaika. Isn't that a good name?
That's a great name, dude. Is it Blas? Tetra Blas isn't a good name? I go with Ikaika.
Exactly. I mean, there's a guy named Ikaika Sheehan. I don't know so much about his last name, but Ikaika is a great name. He's going to be our show tonight from The Green, this band. They were voted best reggae artist on iTunes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the heck? And they're going to be on our show, so tune in for that. Don't hang up. Tune in for that. That's going to be good. What else? What else, Tetra? What am I missing? Was there anything else I'm missing? Today, me and Tetra bought fireworks. I mean... We went to this fireworks stand, and we just started shooting them off like crazy. I mean, we had a great time, didn't we?
Dude, I loved it.
I seriously loved it. Like, we just shot them so high in the air, and then police came, and then it was a sticky situation, and I really didn't know what to do.
I got James.
Yeah, that's what he did. He was like, you guys know what I'm arresting you guys for? And then Blob looked at him, and he was like, Mickey. Mickey.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
There you go. That's what he said. That's what he said to him. And then it was funny. The cop laughed and then handcuffed Tetra. And then beat him with his stick and then gave him a wet willy. And then he was like, all right, you can go now. And I was like, oh, cool. But that's pretty much how our day went. How did your guys' day go? Oh, that's right. You can't talk back to us.
Yeah, I mean, let's put the number one right now, but don't do that.
Unless you press number one, come talk to us. But if you're not going to, then... Whatever. Don't. What else, Tetra? What else am I missing, man? I know I'm missing something.
Dang, I think you are. I'm trying to remember it.
Grab a piece of pizza and slap your face with it and remember what I'm missing.
What are you missing, man?
What?
No, I'm trying to think. I really don't know.
I felt like you were whispering in my ear when you said that. You were so close. You were like, I think you're missing that. That was really close to me. God, what the heck? You deserve one of these.
Keep
man.
The change, you filthy animal.
Sorry, man.
Dude, it is what it is. But that was disturbing, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I try to not be disturbing, but sometimes it happens.
Sometimes it happens, you know. Let's just do this interview. You want to do the interview with Ikaki Sheehan from The Green? You want to do it right now?
Yeah, you want me to set it up right now real quick?
Set it up, homie. I'm going to play this song. Hope you guys like it. Tell me what you think about it. Comment our page, drbubbletetrashow.com.
All right, I'll be back.
Yeah, in my two-day version. Can you hear The Green coming? In my two-day version.
Fishing on the Big Island today, saw a whole bunch of porpoise, a couple whales. I mean,
you saw a whale?
Yeah, I saw a couple of whales today.
Dang, did you catch any?
Well, we caught a mahi-mahi, actually, so no whales. But
dang,
that's crazy.
We don't get our share of whales out here in Arizona, you know? So.
I imagine some to that effect.
Yeah.
We got these pigeons. That's all we get.
We get them pigeons and camels, man. That's all we get. It sucks. But thanks for being on the show, man. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I saw this. I was on iTunes, and you guys got the Reggae Album of the Year, right?
You are correct, my friend.
I can't believe it.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment right there.
How'd you feel when you guys saw that?
I mean, I saw that right before I hopped the flight to Seattle. I mean, I called as many people as I could in the 20 minutes I had, you know?
Yeah.
And it's pretty exciting, you know, to get that sort of recognition with such a young young band.
Dude, it's crazy, because, like, I was talking to you, and then, like, a couple weeks, I forgot, I was looking up some band, and then I saw something, and I saw on the bottom, I was like, what the heck? I was like, damn, it's tight. So, yeah, thought I'd bring that up, let everybody know, hit you guys up. iTunes.
Yeah, check us out, iTunes, you know, album $7.99 right now, so support music.
It's a great deal.
Yeah.
All right, so one of the questions I want to ask, this is it's a pretty basic question, this is what we ask everybody. How'd you guys get the band started? The Green, how'd you guys get started?
The Green was started from my friend JP, one of the guitarists, and he got his cousin together, he got a couple of our other friends together, and he got me on board and allowed me to start my record label, you know, with The Green, and, you know, we've had that team working since then.
That's cool. I saw you guys at a show a couple of weeks ago on my birthday. I went over there. You guys played in Flagstaff with Iration, right?
Yep, with Iration and was the Movement there, or they might have flipped their van right before that show.
I don't think they were there. I think it was you guys and in Iration. But it was a good show, man. How'd you like touring with them?
You know what? I actually didn't go on this last tour.
Oh, you didn't?
I stayed home to kind of take care of the fort, you know.
Oh, that's cool.
But I heard the shows were just awesome. Iration, you know, they're a great band, and
yeah,
a couple of them are, you know, from my home island, the Big Island, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm from Oahu, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, it was a great show. Just want to say that if anybody ever has a chance, any of the listeners, you guys ever have a chance to see The Green, I would definitely recommend seeing them. It was a good show. What's some of the craziest things that you've ever seen on tour that you can remember?
Oh, man. I mean, we definitely ran into some law the first time through Arizona in the Phoenix area.
Of course,
I'm sure that's kind of normal. You know what? We ran into some law in New York City, and it was funny because they thought they came up to us, thought we were doing some mischievous things, and, you know, one thing leads to another. The cop asks one of the guys, "Well, what band are you in?" And he says, "The Green." And the undercovers just died. They started just laughing and told us to get the hell out of there. You know?
Dang.
So I got a question.
Sure.
How did you guys get the name The Green?
You know, it means a lot of things. You know, it's kind of one of those words that, you know, can mean one thing to one person and another thing to another person. You know, to us, it means, you know, to live greenly, to live in a green fashion, excuse me. And that's, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean being a vegetarian or anything like that, but, like, making conscious decisions, you know, about the aina, you know, the land. So, you know, that's the root of The Green.
Well, that's cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
This is another question I have. What's, like, one of the coolest people that you've ever, like, the top of your list, like, that you've ever toured with, that you've had the honor to tour with?
Oh, man. You know, I only went on one of the mainland tours.
Uh-huh.
So we were lucky enough to tour with Anuhea, who's another artist out of Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
Getting some love in the mainland scene.
Yep.
But as far as, you know, going to a show and seeing people play, I mean, along the tour, I got to see Taurus Riley, which is pretty awesome.
That's cool.
You know, we're definitely huge fans of his.
That's cool. What are your favorite places to play at, if you have any?
Favorite places to play at?
Yep.
I mean, on the West Coast, L.A., the Roxy, you know, that's a pretty awesome venue.
Yeah, I bet.
Seattle, Snoqualmie, they have, it's, you know, the scenery there, they have quite a few pretty cool outdoor venues there. Those are the ones that kind of hit me right off the top.
That's cool. So a question I have, okay, this question just popped in my head. How did you like Arizona when you came out here?
You know what? Arizona was really fun. I was gonna talk about that, because we came out here for the first time was for the Aloha Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when we played with Anuhea. And that was really cool. You know, I didn't realize there were that many local people
in
Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Did you like it here? It's all right. So what advice do you have for any other bands that are out there trying to aspire to be musicians?
You know what I would say is, this is kind of like, you know, because I'm not the musician, you know, I'm the business side of the music. You know, I would say you just have to try your hardest, and unless you put everything on the line,
uh-huh,
you're not gonna know. you're not going to know whether you did your best, you know. And I think that that's how the Green has, you know, come to this level of success this quickly, is that all four of those guys, you know, they write the music, produce the music, sing the music, and they believe in the music, you know, and it's just a 100% belief.
That's good. That's cool, man. It's a good thing for people to think about. So you guys work on any new music? Are they in the studio or what?
Yeah, the boys are hopping back in studio. You know, hopefully get some music out by next summer, if not earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So the places people can reach you is at your website, right? The Green.
TheGreen808.com.
TheGreen808.
Or check us out Facebook, The Green Band, Twitter, TheGreen808.
All right, man. Sounds good. So thank you so much for being on, man. We really appreciate it for this interview. I'm sure a lot of people
liked it.
Thanks a lot, man.
Sure. Anytime.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, yeah, man.
Bye.
All right.
He was cool, man.
He's pretty cool. So what does he do?
He's not the manager. He's in the band. Like he's on stage and stuff. I don't play
the roadie.
Huh?
Is he like a roadie?
No, he's not the roadie, dude. I've seen him on the video. Like, he's like, I don't know what he does. Maybe he plays the keys, I think, maybe.
Does he?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not a part of the band.
He could play the keys, but I don't know. But I don't know, though, dude. Like, he's on the stage, though. Because I remember I showed you that video? When we were in the studio, I showed you that Green video. He's like, everybody's singing and stuff, but he's in the back. Like, he's like that guy you always see in the back of the show, you know?
He's in the band, but not in the band.
But he's part of it.
He's part of it.
Yeah.
He's part of the family.
He's like the one who does everything, though, you know? Like, this show, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's real funny.
Oh, I'm just kidding, guys.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm just kidding, guys. I like it. All day, every day. You already know, baby.
Hey, Dr. Bones.
What's good, homie?
You know that I really care about you, right, man?
You care about me too much.
I would do a lot of things for you.
You would do a lot of things. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, and when you told me this, all right, just say it one more time. Just say it. Say you do a lot of things for me.
I do a lot of things for you.
Mickey!
All right,
Nana. God, dude, I just want to strangle Mickey.
Dude,
I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm getting.
Don't look at me, man. What the heck? You're annoying.
Dude, I want to take floss and just stick it around his neck and just, like, wring it so hard until blood comes out of his eyes.
Mickey, I will beat you with your own mangoes.
God. Here we go. Thanks for ruining a nice moment, Mickey.
Like, all you gotta do is intimidate him a little bit, and he'll listen.
All you gotta do is tell him, and then the sound system starts working.
We shouldn't have to tell you, Mickey. That's the point.
Dude,
don't look at me like that.
Dude, I shouldn't have to tell you. Seriously, I'm gonna take off my shoe, and I'm gonna throw it at your head and try to straighten your brain out. See how angry I'm getting? You see this? I'm sorry you guys have to see this right now. Like,
dude, Mickey, I will legitimately crush you with my freaking pectorals.
Petra has the best pectorals I've ever seen in my life. You could stick a credit card between his pectorals, and it wouldn't even move. It'd just be stuck right there.
Made of stone, baby.
I can say from firsthand that Petra has some of the best pectorals in the entire world. They're just beautiful.
Put it up here.
He doesn't have those pepperoni nipples either. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, those are the worst, guys.
Dude, pepperoni nipples are the worst. I mean, check yourself out when you're taking a shower.
If you know you got the big man boobs.
If you got the big man boobs, come on, chop them off.
I don't have it.
Get a sword and chop them off. You know what to do. I mean, and if you have those, like, I don't even know how to describe it. If you have those, like...
Those pointy ones. The ones that look like cones. Yeah, like, if you're a guy, and, like, if you have a traffic cone on your chest, that's gross.
Dude, if you guys have a traffic cone on your chest, I mean, come on. Punch those things flat, because that's just bad, seriously. And if you have those, like, you guys know how big silver dollars are? If you have those silver dollar nipples, I mean, fix those.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you because your body is not supposed to be silver.
It's not. It's not supposed to be silver. And if you have that roast beef tummy, I mean, cut that out. You need to cut that out.
Give some sandwiches to all your friends. Get rid of that.
Tell that to your friends. That's something you should tell your friends. When you see your friends, because a lot of people are going back to school this Monday, look around. If you see somebody with a roast beef tummy, tell them, man.
Beat them with the stick.
Be like, hey. I see you got that RB tummy. They're going to be like, RB tummy, what's that? You got that roast beef tummy. And then, you know what? You being that mean to them is actually going to change their lifestyle. You know?
They will go home and kill themselves. You got that.
So that's a big difference, you know?
You can add that to your name. Oh, yeah.
I killed somebody because they're celebrity.
I pushed somebody to that level, you know? That's something you can do.
I was the star that broke the back.
Yeah, I'm in prison now for the rest of my life because of what I did. Yeah.
That's justice for you guys.
Justice. That's something you can do. But what else? What else don't I like? Not I like, but like something that the world shouldn't like. Cone boobs on dudes.
Yeah, cone boobs on dudes. No, what else?
That's a no-no. Silver dollar nipples, no-no. Roast beef,
okay.
It's a no-no.
Dude, if you're a girl, I'm sorry, guys. But if you're a girl.
Be real.
Shave your arms.
Shave your arms.
I don't like to see any of that hairy arms, man. That's not cool.
It's not. Like, some girls, like, can pull it off, you know, because, like, their hair is really, like, light.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they really don't even have that much hair. Like,
some people, like Mickey's mother.
But if you're like Mickey's mother,
and
you have bushes on your arms, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know how you're related to Sasquatch.
I know,
either.
Seriously. Get a lawnmower and chomp those things down because, like, that's not attractive. I mean, you can be the prettiest girl in the world. And you're like, oh,
and I have hairy arms as
well. Oh, what's up, baby? And then, like, you're at the movies with her, and you go to, like, put your hand on her arm to, like, rub it, and you're rubbing, like
I don't rub girls' arms when I go to the movies, but I know what you mean.
I don't either, but, like, I'm just giving you a scenario of, like, weirdos that are out there that do this. And if
you're,
like,
yeah, if you're going to give her a hug, and
yeah,
then her, like,
something.
Her hairy arms just, like, chafing against you.
And you go to, like, rub against them, and then it feels like you're, like, rubbing your dog's back. Like, come on.
I don't want that.
That's not going to be cool.
Come on, Miss Tamina, let's get out of here.
Another thing, I was talking to my friend about this, like, this is something, like, personally, like, you could be the prettiest girl on the planet. You could be, like, Jessica Alba walking in my door. Like, oh, okay, what's up, girl? But if you have, like, disgusting toes, dude hit the road.
Like,
hit the road, Jack. Like, seriously, for the girls out there that, like, rock the rock toes, I mean, come on.
Which one's is manicures for the hand and pedicures for the feet?
Yeah, pedicures for the feet.
Yeah, get a pedicure.
Get a pedi.
Get a mani-pedi while you're at it.
Get a mani-pedi, get a shave arm. You know, it's all in one. I mean, because you just got to look good. You got to look good for your man.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to look great.
And your man's got to look good for you, so no cone boobies. Cut those
out.
Cut those
no cone guys.
No cone boobies, no roast beef tummy, no salmon butt. I mean, I don't know what a salmon
I hate salmon butt. None of that tartar sauce either. Get out of here.
Dude, get that tartar sauce juice out of here. I don't like the salmon butt. I don't even know what that is, but... I mean, cut it out. So that's something for you guys to think about when you're out with your little lady friends or your boyfriends. Come on, look good. Don't come out of the house looking like you just rolled out of the grave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, normally we just got sucked out of the vacuum.
Exactly. We don't want that.
Hey, doctor.
What's up?
Did you get some more quotes?
Quotes? I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't.
Were we just listening to those?
You want to listen to those?
Yeah.
All right, we'll play the Happy Gilmore quote. Here you go, man.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? It helps put me to sleep.
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you'll go to sleep forever.
I told my mom that
sleep.
A couple days ago.
Check out the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma. Oh,
hey, Ben, shut up.
Ben, who'd you talk to, your grandma?
No, I talked to my mom.
Oh, did you talk to your grandma?
Can you hear me? But she's like, can you give me a cold glass of water?
Uh-huh.
Go get your warm glass and shut the hell up. So like, can you hear me? Because she would
have.
She would have thrown a frying pan at me like I'm freaking, oh, is that really precious? She would have thrown it right on the back of my head, right?
Yo, I'm not going to lie, I hate that movie. It's the dumbest
Dude,
movie.
I think ever. It's the funniest movie.
Dude, seriously, like, it's like, it doesn't even affect me. Like,
well, like the funniest part is when she's walking and those black dudes try to holler at her. And she's the same, so they push it to the ground.
Dude, movies don't, like, get to me, you know, because I know they're fake.
I know one movie got to me.
What movie?
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 got to me, because that's real.
I almost
cried,
like, really.
Tell me when you don't go to sleep, your animals aren't walking around, because I know they are. Tell me that they don't.
Yeah, I know.
I know they are. Dude, I swear, I'm not even kidding. Like, I was sleeping one night, and I woke up, and this old teddy bear I had was, like, doing a moonwalk across my room, and I was like, wiped my eyes really quick, and he was, like, laying back where he was. I was like, what the heck? Tell me he wasn't moonwalking, because he was. I know it.
He was. I was there, man.
You were. We spent the night together. Same bed, what? Anyway. Oh, sorry, guys. I want to tell you something. We have, you guys know about a radio show. Of course you know about a radio show. You guys know we have a website. The Dr. Bones and Tetris Show .webs.com.
That's all one word, no spaces.
All one word. Well, there's only one dot between webs and .com, but that's it. .webs.com. That's it.
Yeah.
But on our merch section, we added new merch today.
We did.
T-shirts, Me and Tetra both have the t-shirts on there. They're fine quality. They're beautiful t-shirts, aren't they, Tetra?
I just bought one
they're
today,
great.
Wasn't it? It was today, right?
Yeah, they're great.
I should get it like around Tuesday.
They're great, and they come fast. They're great t-shirts. They're like $20. Like, that's all it is.
Okay, I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure everybody has $20 going around except Mickey.
Except Mickey, because he pays in oranges with everything. But it's only $20. It's really cheap. But we added something today. Buttons. We added buttons.
Buttons, guys. Like, you know, not like buttons for your shirt.
You put on anything.
Buttons. Yeah.
You put them on your backpack, your pants. I mean,
your butt.
Put a button on your butt. Tell me who doesn't do that.
I
know. But seriously, I mean, we have three different styles. I love Dr. Bones and Tetra. It's a black button with pink letters and a white heart. I love Dr. Bones and Tetra. Then if you guys are spicy and you like me or Tetra, like you're in love with us or something, I don't know. There's some like perverts out there, I don't know. I bought one of Tetra. I bought an I Love Tetra button.
And I got an I Love Dr. Bones button.
So there's three different buttons you guys can buy. I love Dr. Bones and Tetra. If you're neutral, you love us both equally. But if for some reason you love one of us more than the other.
Just a little bit.
Because
I know you love us both.
You love us both. But just for a little bit, if you like one or the other, you buy an I Love the Dr. Bones, I Love Dr. Bones button, or I Love Tetra button. Do what you want. I bought an I Love Tetra one.
I bought an I Love Dr. Bones.
I like him more than I like me. What can I say?
You know, I mean, I hate myself right now.
Dude, I feel like I have a roast beef tummy. What can I say? I mean,
scrawny. They're nice.
That's a great quote from Big Daddy. If you guys have never seen that, it's these two gay guys, and this one guy's like, actually, how does it go? I don't even remember, dude.
He's like, you can do 10 pull-ups? I can't even do one with these scrawny arms. And the other guy's like,
they're not scrawny.
They're nice.
They're like, hug each other.
And then he shoves his tongue down his butthole.
It's just a bad situation. I mean, you got to hide your kids from that kind of movies. I mean,
hide
really
your kids, hide your wife.
Hide your kids, hide your wife, because I'm coming. I'm coming. Dr. Bones is coming, and she's going to have the I Love Dr. Bones button on her butt, so you're never going to see it. So you guys really need to be careful.
Well, when Dr. Bones rolls into town, all the ladies go after him.
Exactly.
Some guys, but, you know, it's on them.
Some guys, some girls, some dinosaurs. I mean, dinosaurs roll up from the grave. They're like, hey, Dr. Bones, I see you,
hey,
girl.
Hey, big boy.
Whoa,
I love you.
Hey, boy, calm down.
Whoa, doctor.
Whoa, calmate. I mean, that's what I say to
him. Out of my face.
That's what I got to say to him.
A dinosaur speaks Spanish.
Yeah, if you guys
I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah, my dinosaur does. He speaks many different languages. We have a person doing a logo for our show.
We do.
The logo, it's going to be a clown, a happy clown. Not a sad clown or a weird clown.
You know, we're not freaking gangsters.
We're not gangsters, and we're not, like, crying over our little cousin
yes.
who died, you know? You know what I'm saying? Cause that's not
I feel you, man.
That's not what we're doing. It's going to be good, really good. We have a problem.
What is it, man?
We have a real problem.
What is it?
The song we wrote down, it seems like I deleted it.
The song you wrote down?
Yeah.
Do we have to postpone this till Wednesday?
I think we might have to postpone it till next Wednesday, guys. I'm really sorry. Like, it was
I
a great...
Like 2 hours. I'm just kidding.
Huh?
No, dude, we went down like 5 minutes, guys.
No, it was good. It was a really, really good rap. I mean, it was great. I'm going to show you guys the beat we made. We made a beat today.
Dude, me and the doctor made a beat.
We made
it was pretty nice.
Man, I'm sad right now. I had it on our soundboard. Probably Mickey deleted it because he was jealous of us.
Man, make it sad that you can't speak English.
Dude, I'm mad right now. Next Wednesday, though, I promise we're going to do the rap. But listen to this. Listen how good it was.
What?
That's where we're going to start it, right there. But guess what? Oh, no.
Oh, Mickey wants to go and be a little punk about it and not let us do whatever we want to do.
Dude, I hate him.
Dude, Mickey, you better start running because we have 60 seconds till the show's over.
We have 60 seconds till the show's over. When the show's over, I'm going to run at you like a wild beast. And I'm going to
dude, I'm coming
you
at you like a freaking... I'm coming at you like something.
I'm going to come at you like a tornado filled with teeth and fingernails. That's gonna
I'm
happen.
All jacked up on Mountain Dew, Mickey. What's up?
Oh, yeah, I like to hear this. Keep going.
Come at me, Mickey. I'll beat you with a stick.
Back
yeah,
down.
You better run away. All right.
Yep.
We have 10 seconds, something like
yep.
that?
Yep. 10 seconds. You know, this is Dr. Bones. You already know. Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's your boy DJ Tetra. Tune in next Wednesday, 9:30.
We're going to have a wrap, I promise. Tune in.